When the UDWR revises their big game plans, they collect input from Utah residents. They use a process which includes gathering comments from the five established moose regions across the state. Kent Hersey is the big game project coordinator. The research shows some declines in the overall population. Hersey says they're trying to prevent excess mortality caused by the population growing too quickly.
So our first official statewide plan was put together in 2009. So this was just an update to that. So since 2009, some of the things we started some research because we had some declining moose populations. Noticed some trends since about 07. We had some declines in these populations. And so with this plan, we were able to incorporate a lot of what we learned from that research. One big thing is that we see that there's definitely density dependence going on with moose in Utah. We're at this extreme southern end of their range. So we're not typical moose habitat as compared to what you'll see further north. But moose can live here, and they do fairly well in places. But we want to be making sure that we're managing these populations appropriately. So if we let them grow too much, we'll actually see that they'll experience density dependence, which means they're basically getting limited resources, not enough nutrition, and then we'll see these crashes in the population.
Hersey says they use a couple of methods to manage the moose population.
So we'll start issuing more of those permits to allow hunters to harvest kelp moose and maintain those population levels. We also can use transplants to help lower populations where we have high densities, but then we can also move those animals to some low density areas where we think we have room for populations to grow. A part of the plan as well is to establish some of these transplant sites throughout the state. And so those are located generally to the southern part. Mount Nebo, we have some sites throughout the Manti unit. We have one site on the Tavaputs Plateau where we're actually seeing moose expand kind of southeasterly from what we call the Aveniquin unit, and they're just expanding naturally over there.
Right now, the most southern range is the Fish Lake unit, which is just a bit south of I-70. He says there are some interesting migrations occurring in the very northern part of the state, where about 25 moose have been counted.
One of the interesting ones is up in Box Elder County, up on the Raft River and Grouse Creek Mountains. We're seeing moose establish and coming down from Idaho, and they're actually establishing there and over into Nevada.
Some of the plans include introducing moose even further south into the mountains around Beaver.
Looking at possibly putting some moose in the Tusher Mountains there. They actually have some high elevation habitats above 10,000 feet where you have these willow bottoms. Some of the work in Colorado, they've seen a lot of success even far south on like the San Juan Mountain. As long as it's got that high elevation component, and we think the Tushers may have that, so just because they're in the plan doesn't mean we're necessarily going to put moose there. We're going to do some further work and confirm that the habitat is what we want to see and think it can support moose. And then for the Tusher population, or Tusher site rather, because that would be a new transplant, a unit plan would have to be put together and approved before we could ever move moose into that area.
Moose are not indigenous to Utah. Hersey says the population established here in the early 20th century.
Moose started coming south from Wyoming on their own in about the early 1900s, and they were starting to mainly establish on the north slope of the Uinta Mountains. And by about 1950 or so, 1947, I think, technically, we considered that population to be established when we flew it and we counted over 50 moose there. And so we kind of, that's our time frame when we say it was established. And then from that point, moose kind of just took off and thrived and through some transplants to some surrounding areas to bolster populations, but also just through natural growth of moose being able to take over some previously unexploited habitat. They did really well and grew from the 50s through the 90s very well.
Utah moose, called the Shiras moose, are considered the smallest of the four subspecies. He says the range is throughout the American West. The moose in Alaska are bigger, as are the northern breeds found in Minnesota and central Canada. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.